Hey, Uncle Uber, can you turn on the radio?
What? You have to be occupied with media every day, every night? Okay, I turn it on.
Thank you.
What the F is this? This is the Beatles?
I tell you what the F this is. It's Chechen Beatle.
There's no such thing as a Chechen Beatle. You know it. Change the station.
I don't know. Who doesn't love that? It's got something.
Oh, yeah. It's got that certain nothing.
Hey, Uber, change the station. What is that?
That is Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Dancing Bear shit. Change the station.
Wait, wait. I know this song.
Oh, I love this. This, Selena Gomelski.
I wouldn't listen to that with your ears. Change the station. Wait, wait. Am I hearing an acoustic version of the Pokemon theme song?
Uber Fine Classic. What is rap shit? Ah, change that.
Whoa, whoa, wait. That's Eminem. I like him. Keep it there.
How about Net Music?
What is that I'm hearing?
I'm listening to our podcast for old times.
What is this, your career retrospective? We might as well be listening to Glass Break. Hey, West, you're awful quiet back there.
What, you want me to sing along?
Podcast! 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 It's a mobile podcast!
Hey, hasn't anybody noticed we haven't eaten in 2 months? I gotta get something to eat.
Yeah, I thought we were going out for ice cream. It was supposed to be like our last meal or something.
How about pie? And coffee?
Why don't we just go to a crack house then? What the hell does pie and coffee have to do with anything?
Hold on, let me check my app for arcane things. Hey, there's a drive-in pie and coffee joint right off the next exit.
Good, let's go. Yeah, pie, coffee.
Pie and coffee was the stupidest myth that was ever sold to the American public, that somehow they go good together.
Of course they go good together, like divorce and settlement. We invented pie and coffee.
Do you have any idea what's in pie and coffee?
No, tell us, chef of the past.
Worms. That's what's in pie and coffee, worms.
Hey, here's the exit. Turn here, turn here. Pie, whipped cream, and coffee. Here we come.
And you don't even know what whipped cream is made of. It could be whipped mouse.
Yum. Mouse whip on my pie and coffee.
Pie, coffee, 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 pie, coffee.
Oh, yeah, it's foamy and gray with little feet in it, quadruple teaming me. Okay, I get it, okay. I guess we'll stop for your pie and coffee.
Yeah! Here we are, pie and coffee, drive-in.
Hey, check out the badass giant fiberglass clown you gotta talk into.
Yeah, welcome to Pop Pop, I don't know
what clown say? Huh? What clown say? I think he said welcome to Jennifer Aniston. No, stupid. He said, do you want a side of ayahuasca?
Hey, order me some churros, would ya?
Get me some flan and make sure it's caramel.
No,
not butterscotch. Caramel.
Screw that. Tell him to turn off the distortion. He could talk just fine. They all have this act now. Tell him to drop the act that you can't hear us.
Drop the act!
Okay. Can I take your order?
Hold on. Roll call. Gregor? Here. Ivo? Hirsky. Little shit fuck?
Here. I mean...
Billy?
Here.
Jago?
Here.
Big Head Paul?
He's not here.
Yes, I am.
All right, I put him in trunk. But there's no room in trunk.
Tell me about it. I threw away the spare tire just so I could fit my head.
That was my favorite tire! You should have thrown away your head. Make everyone happy.
I like pie.
Guys, TikTok.
Excuse me.
You heard me. What do you need? Like, another year?
Gregor, what kind pie? There is only one pie for me. Onion and liver pie. One onion and liver pie.
Yeah, sure, dude. Yeah, let me go get that for you. What are you fucking kidding me?
Gregor, you're kidding him? Whoa, zit clown.
Hey, guys, we got two kinds of pie.
Da, what two kinds?
Apple.
How can apple be two kinds?
Apple one and apple two.
What is apple two?
We're big on sequels here in America. Get to know us, won't you? Okay, what would it be then?
Tough choice. What is your personal favorite?
Mud pie.
Yuck, mud pie. Wet dirt?
No, it's not real mud, dude. It's unsweetened chocolate.
You have chocolate pie here at Pie Clown?
No, I go to a good place for chocolate pie.
Why does your voice always go up at the end?
I guess cause it's none of your business.
Okay.
Dude, I went to postgraduate studies in college so that I could wait on you. So forgive me if I get a little resentful.
Yeah, Pie. Great idea, guys. It takes you mooks 2 weeks to order, and the Pie Clown has nothing but half a flavor. He's not fooling anybody.
I'm here to serve you.
Okay, apple pie for everyone.
Right. So is that apple one or apple two?
I love this guy. Why are you so happy?
I got a big smile on my face, like I was told to have. So, do you want that with whipped cream on it?
Yes, of course. Mouse whip for everyone.
Okay, your order is ready. Here you go.
Whoa!
Hey! Like it? How about some cow pie?
Oh!
Yeah, and how about some of this bum shit pie?
Whoa! Whoa!
And here, have some fresh hot coffee!
What the fuck?
Hey, don't tell me. I know what you're thinking. You want to talk to my supervisor, right?
You're damn right.
Okay, hold on. I'll get my supervisor for you.
Oh, you just watch. I'm gonna light this guy up.
This gentleman would like to talk to you.
Yes? What can I do for you?
You gotta get your... Holy shit!
Do you mind if I put a little lipstick on?
Oh, boy.
She is so classy. Double classy.
Okay, boys. What seems to be the problem here?
This guy, him, he's crazy.
Listen, I'm sorry for the way he acts. What's wrong with you, Hank?
We come for pie and coffee. Simple. And then Pimple Boy throws bum shit pie with whipped mouse topping at us. And hot scalding coffee.
I did not. And even if I did do it, I didn't do it. And like now I'm like up on charges.
What? Where did this bum shit pie all over car come from then?
Trust me, I know how bad it looks now, but it'll probably get worse.
Hey, don't look now, Uber, but I think someone is letting the air out of your tires.
Hey, yo! Who is this little chicken rat?
That's Steve. He works for me.
You little bird weasel! You get tire iron from me!
Don't tell me. You need this.
Oh, thank you, Big Head Paul.
You're welcome.
Hey, yo! Tire monkey, stop!
No, I won't.
You'll get me more mad now!
Good. What are you gonna do about it?
Come here! Oh, my heart! Oh! Oh, crap! My window!
What kind of caveman are you, running around with your club bashing things up? You can't take your thug justice out on my poor unsuspecting employees. This is America, foreigner.
Whoa! Wah! Hi! Hey! My heart!
Good one. Just how cross-eyed are you anyway?
Hold on, hon. I think I know what the problem is. These gentlemen.
He, your boy servant, throw pie with bum shit filling at us.
Yeah, I mean, if this is the way your help treats people, how do you make money?
The old-fashioned way. We take videos of pissed-off customers going crazy and then post them on YouTube. Call me an extremist, but there's a lot of money in it.
What?
Check YouTube on your cell phone.
Okay. Hey, that's us!
Yes, that's right. And in fact, your video is up right now. Let me see. Ooh, it's already got 2 million views.
Two million views? Lady, you are a genius!
Come on, let's get out of here. I want to get killed already.
Will you marry me?
Are you a good provider?
Heck yeah. I own franchises. Ever heard of the Papaya King? That's me. I got dry cleaners, donut shops, even a waterless car detailing company. They use steam.
Okay, where would we go for our honeymoon?
I don't know. Chuck E. Cheese?
Does mental illness run in your family?
None to speak of, except for my dad. Oh, and my mom, who, if they were the size of hamsters, I'd put them in the microwave and set it on decimate.
Why would I want to marry you?
Oh, look, I'm trying to be upfront here. I love you more than I love air. I'd rather breathe you for the rest of my life than air.
I'm surprised at you. You seem to be a control freak, but you're slowly losing who and what you are right now in the heat of the moment. What, to impress me?
Well, what impresses you? It's hard to get a read when you're like a queen, a goddess, like a Joan of Arc. You know, I might be the last one to admit this, but I secretly like strong women.
Oh, so your backtracking is to overcompensate for the fact that you objectify women.
Boy, do you know a lot of big words. But you know what? You fascinate me. The feeling of being drawn to you makes me feel like a man.
Real men have the strength and convictions of courage and the honesty to know what to do and what to say in the appropriate of times.
I don't follow.
In other words, let me elucidate. A man, upon meeting a woman for the first time, does not shower her with empty praises just because he's in euphoria. And by the way, your euphoria over me is not important to me.
I sort of understand.
You're creating gravitational waves that is creating distrust. There's a slickness. It's unctuous.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm just infatuated.
It makes you seem weak. That you can't grasp the rules of engagement in a relationship.
You mean I gotta get rid of the infatuation part?
You're not even a good CEO when you sound like this. No situation ever commences out of nowhere at its highest level. You have to broaden your communication skills and get better at conveying what you really feel.
Why can't I just say what I want?
Because we're adults, and for you to say whatever you want makes you appear almost childlike.
Well, when I was 6, I used to dream about a woman like you coming into my life. And now it's come to pass. You're here. You know, like Xena, the warrior princess, or Wonder Woman to protect me and save me. You know, like the Little Mermaid.
Forget it, I can't even sing.
Can you two stop the codependency game so we can just get going? Get with the killing already.
Wait, killing? That's extreme.
Oh. I'm tired of fucking around with everybody here while waiting to be cold, bloody murdered.
Murdered?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, sure. Yeah. This is way more than it seems. This whole thing has all the ingredients of a suspense thriller. You got Chechens that are gonna kill us. You got an egomaniacal announcer locked in the car trunk. You even have a 10-year-old with a summer of 42 complex that wants to learn the facts of life from an older woman.
I'm 10 and a half.
You know what a French kiss is?
Of course. You know, who doesn't?
Of course you know. It's when the pressing of two lips together sometimes isn't enough. It's when you want to feel you're being consumed by the love and passion during the commencement of a kiss. So you want to take it a step further, making it more intimate, by opening the mouth and touching tongues.
Yuck! Touching tongues? Do you have an idea of how germy the world is out there?
Hey, boss, could you put these cotton balls in your ears? And, lady boss, could you please describe the rest of the Kama Sutra only slower? It takes my mind off of being killed.
Hey, check out that lowrider bike over there. Pretty cool. Wait, is that Snoop Dogg on that bike?
Well, it might be. This is Long Beach.
Hey, aren't you Snoop Dogg?
Yo, 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 the one and only.
Wow, what a pleasure. We're big fans. I'm Jim Gomez, and this is Billy West.
Yeah, I know that.
Wow. Hey, you know, we got a podcast, and we were riffing on one of your songs on the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that shit.
Holy crap! Snoop listens to our podcast.
What'd you think?
It's bullshit, man.
Well, how come?
Y'all in big trouble. Y'all got a real problem.
What? Why, Snoop? Why?
Because yo was singing my song.
You mean we owe you residuals or something?
Nah, man, I don't need your money. Because it was terrible. Y'all too white to sing my song.
That bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, worse.
He'll sick the dog pound on your ass, right, Snoop?
Who, you little chump? You know, children should be seen and not be heard.
Oh, man, I feel terrible. How can we make it up to you, Mr. Dog?
Yeah. Is there anything that I can do to redeem myself in the eyes of the dog pound?
Like what, Billy West?
Say, what kind of pie do you like? They got apple and apple and apple.
Then I guess we gonna have to have apple.
You heard the man. Get him some pie.
Dude, I don't work for you.
That's right. You work for me. Now go get him some pie.
Yes, boss.
Yo, what do we have here? Hey, lovely lady.
Now that's a cool bike you have there.
That looks like a Manny Silva custom lowrider bike.
Oh, look at you. You got that right.
Here you go, Mr. Dog. One apple pie to go.
Yo, pie to go. Would you like to accompany me, young lady?
I would love to. Hey, everyone out there, check this out. Look who I'm riding with. Say hello to my followers, Snoop.
Hello, and yo, dog, let's bounce, girl.
Hey, where you going?
On an adventure.
Yo, who is that anyway, your son?
It's some kind of kid who's looking for a mommy. I can't tell if he's 10 and a half or 38.
I guess we will never know.
Okay, spuds, time to die. Everyone back in car. Let's do this. The end will not wait.
Great, what a relief.
You're really into dying, aren't you?
Yeah, wouldn't you rather die in a pile of leaves down at the ocean instead of sitting here in the Pie Clown parking lot?
Good point. Let's go, and don't forget the pie.
There goes my fairy princess. Look at my pants. I'm staining for her.
Hey, what about me? Huh? Damn! So, burgers. What then? A man.
One word. Nintendo!
Hey, man, this pie is great. There's so much apple. It's like bursting through the crust. This is amazing.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, because it's your last meal. You know, the backs of our heads will resemble that apple pie soon.
Don't dwell on the negative. Everything is death with you two. Come on, lighten up a bit. Eat your last pie.
The longest mile of apple pie.
Hey, we forgot the cheese for the pie.
Cheese? What are you out of your mind? Cheese? That's gross. Ice cream is the only way to go. And that's why you're gonna die, because of your bad taste.
Ice cream is friggin' heavy. Don't you know what it does to your heart? It's like a milk fat fist, squeezing your heart and punching it.
Okay, this Signal Hill turnoff coming up. Look, there's the oil fields. Oil rig fields next stop.
Better finish up that apple pie.
Don't tell me what to do.
Hey, what difference does it make what you do or what I tell you to do?
I can do anything I want.
Well, yeah? Well, I can do anything I want.
Like what? You got like 5 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah, I could spit right on Uber's neck.
No, you couldn't. You don't even have the saliva or the mucus to pull that off.
Oh, you disbeliever. Watch this.
Hey, what the fuck? I will kill you before you get killed!
Whoa, that was a lunger.
Hey, knock it off, you two puke weasels.
Oh, and I can also thumb Gregor in the eye.
Do it, Mr. All Talk.
Ow! My eye! Oh, no! We lost my other favorite tire!
That's all you got? Come on.
How about if I elbow Evo right in the face?
Hey! You little shit! I just decided that I hate you now!
Hey, look out! There's a cliff up ahead!
Hey, Billy, what else can you do?
How about this? I can lunge over and grab the steering wheel!
Hey, stupid, what are you doing? What are you doing? Let go of wheel! Nyet! Ah!
Big deal, so you grab the wheel. What else you got?
I'm gonna roll this car!
No, you're not! Let go of the wheel, you friggin' animal!
Oh yeah? Watch this! I plead to your sense of decency. Let go of the steering wheel!
Roll!
Hang on! Ah!
We're all gonna die! This was supposed to be a cakewalk! Jesus, Mary, and Joseph!
Ah!
Wow. I need to call my wife.
What did I just do?
Any contusions? Any abrasions?
Funny you should ask. My collarbone is broken.
I have your shoe on.
My shoe? Which one?
My car is now fully broken!
Hey, the pie is okay.
Hey, I can't see. I lost my vision!
That's because you got a rearview mirror stuck to your face.
I guess I wasn't meant to die. Not me. The luckiest CEO. How did you survive?
We're all pretty lucky. Except for Paul, that is.
Don't write me off so fast. My big giant head saved me.
You mean like an airbag?
Exactly.
We cheated death.
Not so fast.
Gyraj?
With a new arm? Is that thing bionic?
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm not beachcombing.
That narrows it down.
You're supposed to be in India with one arm. We had you deported.
Do you know how much money I had to spend to make this happen? Big, big money like you don't know.
Well, now I'm back and I'm fully legal.
Legal?
That's right. I've got a green card and a gun now.
Is that gun green?
That's right. They gave me a green card, a green gun, and they said, good luck in America.
How stupid were they?
That's right. I don't need luck.
But how did you get that turban across the border?
I told the ICE dummy it was a fez.
Gyraj, no time like the present. What are you waiting for?
Hold on. I'm savoring this. I'm gonna make this moment count.
Hey, I smell a rat.
Squeak, squeak. Time for poetic justice.
All right, you two, get down on your knees. It's time for me to get the final word.
Hey, man, I bet you I've lost 2 pints of blood. I should be in the hospital instead of here begging for my life.
Does the term bang your dead mean anything to you?
I guess that's it, then.
Any last requests?
Please, God, let the Red Sox win the pennant this year.
And you?
Can we hear the last installment of the Billy Bastard serial? I want to know what happens before I die. Please? Is that too much to ask for?
How are we supposed to hear this?
BillyWestPodcast.com.
Oh, you thought you'd get one last plug in, didn't you?
It couldn't hurt.
I can get it from iTunes on my phone.
All right, we can do that. Go ahead, play it. Then you twos die.
Hey, Big Head, can you give me the lead-in, please?
Only if you let me out afterward.
No!
Oh, come on, Paul. This is the last one for old time's sake.
Oh, all right. Time now for the last installment of Billy Bastard, amateur human being.
He's Billy Bastard. It's Billy Bastard.
High as a kite, passed out again. He's the third best drummer in this again.
Meow, 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 meow. Shut up, all of you. These singers suck. The horns are out of tune.
He's a Jim Bastard.
I'm the only one that knows what the hell they're doing.
Jim Bastard.
I'll fire you all tonight.
Jim Bastard.
How dare you?
A fucking bastard.
Get off my band.
Smoking that crack and drinking that gin. I burned my lips on the pipe again.
The jet fighters are in hot pursuit.
Jerry Bongo Badger bearing down on some full-back bogey. Ready to lock on. Permission to fire.
Back at Gitmo, General Scheisentrauser responds.
Fire, you dumbass! Fire!
The jet fighters fire, narrowly missing the cow with the heavy rocket fire. The rockets continue on the same trajectory and ultimately hit the OCH Industries compound, resulting in a mega explosion. Whew. Meanwhile, there's a party going on in the getaway rocket as it heads towards planet Goobai. Inside, we see all the bad guys celebrating with huge piles of money. Everyone is laughing raucously.
Nothing but money.
The usually stoic Chinese businessmen are now out of control with happiness. They're overjoyed as they count the endless money. They give up and start throwing it out into the air, which quickly turns into a big, playful money fight.
Look at this money.
The Madam Vice President is losing it with hysterical laughter. Happily crying, she starts stuffing money into her mouth and eats it. The House Speaker has gone completely off the rails. He is now butt naked, mounting a big pile of money, and is trying to fuck it. He's howling like a devil chimp. Meanwhile, the jet fighters are closing in on the cow. The cow is beginning to shrink as it burns off gas while it rockets out of the stratosphere. This is it. The jet fighters lock on the cow and fire their last missile. Miguel, looking over his shoulder, sees the rocket coming.
Billy, turn right!
Billy yanks and banks, missing the warhead. The missile, in full burn, scorches past them and is headed toward its new unintended target, Planet Gubai. Back on the getaway ship, there is cause for concern. The ship is beginning to vibrate and rattle. The evil passengers suddenly are awakened from their orgy of money by the increasing vibration of the faltering ship. Close on the outside of the ship, we see various rivets and screws rattling loose. The outer shell and parts then fall off into outer space. Inside, the passengers are beginning to hit full panic mode just as the steering wheel breaks off in the House Speaker's hands. Outside, we see the ship disintegrating. One of the remaining last parts reveals a Made in China stamp. Not more than 2 beats later, the warhead hits the planet Gubai, causing it to explode. A split second later, it implodes. The shockwave propels Billy, Miguel, and the ever-diminishing cow plummeting back towards Earth, leaving a brown hole in outer space. General Scheisentrauser is peering skyward through his binoculars.
God damn it!
A split second later, he gets greased by a rocket ship part. Back to Billy and Miguel on the cow. The cow is almost normal size now as they head through the skies towards Earth. We hear Miguel on his helmet radio.
Billy, hang on! I think we have just enough gas to get home!
As the three of them fall towards the Earth, we see the Florida Peninsula come into view. They hit the ocean with such force that they skip across the water towards shore. They skip onto the beach and shoot across land, slipping and sliding right up to a stop at Billy's mom's trailer. They come home to rest at the front door. Just then, Billy's mom opens the door. A dizzy Billy staggers to his feet and pulls at his helmet.
Oh, there you are! You gave me a heart attack worrying about you. Where were you?
Miguel takes off his helmet and then helps the smoking cow get to his feet. Billy struggles with his stuck helmet. A grateful Mrs. Bastard doesn't seem to notice as she continues.
Oh, Billy! I almost forgot. Thanks for bringing back my oxygen tank. You made good on your promise.
Billy is turning a cyanotic blue as he frantically wrestles with his helmet. His mom rambles on.
What you did for me meant a whole hell of a lot.
Finally, Miguel helps Billy get the helmet off. She continues.
Hold on, Billy. Wait.
We get it off.
I know you'll get a job someday, but right now, we got family, and that's more important than money. Oh, my God, he needs oxygen.
Billy's mom puts her oxygen mask over Billy's mouth.
Oh, here, I think you need this more than me. I love you.
Just then, Gus the parrot flies up, exhausted and out of breath.
Who, Lord? Ah, lordy loo. I'm beat.
Hey, give me a hit of that.
O2.
Back in outer space, the Vice President and the House Speaker are holding their breaths as they float among spaceship parts and money. They grab at the money in slow motion. Nearby, the Chinese businessmen are also holding their breaths, busy texting each other on their phones. Chinese characters appear underneath English subtitles that read, Pwned. Fail. Fuck.
This is a Quinn Martin production. Epilogue. Gus the Parrot turned down a job at the White House as first bird so he could remain in the bastard household to complain and eat crackers. Billy's mom continues to love unconditionally, and she's pissed that she has to pay full price for her prescriptions. Billy is thinking about getting a job and getting sober. That's a lot of thinking.